New Country Z100. Hey, good morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show this morning, and very excited to have in the studio with me my friend J.R. Russell. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, Kent. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thank you for being here today. I know you've been here before talking with my friend Tom Miller about Grand Funk Railroad, helping out the Marion Food Pantry and Soup Kitchen with the Marion Ministerial Alliance. And Tom has given me quite an education on Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of history there.
There really is. So tell us about, I mean, the thing is, it's a concert coming.
I know, we were talking about that coming in. I always get excited every year we're able to put on Will Rock for Food and our show, which, by the way, is our only fundraiser that we do. It's the only one that we do.
Okay.
But this year, there's just something extra special. It's a celebration.
Yes. You know,
after being locked up and cooped up for a year and a half. And
yeah.
We get to get out and be ready with each other and enjoy and celebrate. And that's really, really what this event's about.
I'm excited about this. Grand Funk Railroad, July 31st at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. It sounds so fun to say.
Yes, it does.
When you're giving concert information. So Grand Funk Railroad, I think one I didn't realize was the Locomotion. Now that was before them. But then they redid the Locomotion.
It was a remake. Yeah, they were producing a record with Todd Rundgren at the time, and Todd said, "You need to do this song. It's not, you know, it wasn't something that you would consider at that time to be in their wheelhouse,
right?
But it was, and
yeah.
It really took off and made the top of the charts."
Is this the same? Now I'm a country guy, so you have to give me education.
All right,
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I have that ready to go on my phone. And anytime that my wife walks in the door, it's like, boom, she's Some Kind of Wonderful. And
no
that
doubt.
Just puts a sparkle in her eye, and she really enjoys that.
I'm sure she feels the same about you.
Right. She got a different song from me when I walk in the house. But here's the thing. July 31st, the Marion Cultural and Civic Center, all of these great hits from Grand Funk Railroad. What do we need to do to get a ticket to just go to a concert?
Well, you can do it old school. You can go to the box office at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. You give them a phone call, or you can go online. You can reach them at phone 997-4030.
Okay.
Or you go to marionccc.com, pick your seat, set the night aside, and
ready to go.
Join us. Absolutely.
Will Rock for Food featuring Grand Funk Railroad. This is not, I want some folks to listen right now, they're saying, yeah, that's probably the tribute band.
No. No, this is a real deal.
This is the real deal.
This is a real deal.
How do you get these? Because you've done this you have a connection, don't you?
I've got a very, 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 yeah, I do. I got a connection upstairs. That's who makes this happen.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
This is our 7th concert in 9 years, and we've gone from very, very meager beginnings to local bands that decided it was a good idea to have a rock concert for our food pantry and soup kitchen.
Yeah.
We've had the likes of The Fix, Peter Frampton, Marshall Tucker Band.
Peter Frampton, remember that, yeah. Oh, wow.
Dennis DeYoung from Styx. And now Grand Funk Railroad, you know. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me, the opportunities that we're able to. And for us, you know, it's not just a great concert, but it's also an opportunity for us to say thank you to our community and bring some talent and some name recognition in some groups that, you know, normally may or may not have an opportunity to come to Southern Illinois.
Well, and there's something else I wanted to touch on before I let you go, because you're making the radio tour today here at River Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this, when this pandemic first started, the first thing in my mind was, what are we going to have to do to make sure some of these kids I know are listening need food, that need a meal, that don't know where their next meal is going to come from? And here we are hitting the pandemic, and you guys and gals have done an amazing job, and the need is there to provide more meals, right?
Yes, and I absolutely tip my hat to our volunteers that make that happen. Obviously, I'm not doing it all by myself.
Right.
We have just such a fantastic group and core of folks in Southern Illinois that support us financially or with their time and their hands and their efforts. Our pantry, oddly enough, when COVID hit, our food pantry numbers kind of dropped a little bit because there was so much outpouring and other organizations that were stepping up, you know, pull up your car and we'll fill your trunk full of groceries, you know, on any given day in any given town.
Yeah.
But our soup kitchen numbers tripled immediately. A lot of that, I think, was the kids being at home
Yeah.
and having to feed the families. And the soup kitchens were probably our larger expense operationally of what we do. So it's just been a blessing that we've been able from the get-go all the way through. We have not closed our doors. We've adjusted. We've shut down our dining room. We do our meals to go. We only let one person in at a time for the food pantry, you know, done all those types of things. But we've been able to continually, consistently meet the need over the last year and a half. And we want to celebrate that next
We do.
Month.
So here's the deal. There's also an opening act, Cicada. Mm-hmm.
Cicada.
How cool, since this is the year of the 17-year cicada, mm-hmm. formerly the Jeff Pritchett Project.
Right. Okay, they were one of our, they were the original group. Came up the idea, we'll rock for food.
And, yes.
And Jeff's a guitarist from Illinois. And Jeff's got some health issues, so he's not able to make it back this year.
Gotcha.
So we've made a few adjustments in their lineup. Picked up Robbie Stokes from Carbondale. Is going to be playing with
Robbie!
Him. Yeah.
I know Robbie well. I'm so excited. Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
And Justin Holmes is going to be singing with him from West Franklin. It's going to be a great night.
The night is Saturday, July 31st, okay? Mm-hmm. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. And once again, the headlining act for Will Rock for Food 2021 is the Grand Funk Railroad. Mm-hmm. It's like we planned this out, JR.
Absolutely.
Here's the number to call, 997-4030, in person at the Marion Civic Center box office or marionccc.com. You get a ticket for $40. Hey, date night, you and the wife, you're celebrating or whoever, and just have a wonderful time raising money for a wonderful cause, the Marion Food Pantry and Soup Kitchen and the Marion Ministerial Alliance. J.R. Russell, thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you for having us.